You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I went to...
Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are
from State of the
Chinese Union. Government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat. We have launched ambitious new initiatives to substantially improve care for Americans with kidney disease, Alzheimer's, and those struggling with mental health. And because Congress was so good as to fund my request, new cures for childhood cancer, and we will eradicate the AIDS epidemic in America by the end of this decade.
That's when Nancy tore up the speech.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Because I made the mistake of going to AOL. Poll says Trump approval on pandemic below 50%. AOL, you. I'm changing the Gmail ASAP.
And here they are.
They being yours truly, Greg Budell and Rosenrock. And are we expecting anybody else?
Seth.
This is not a come-as-you-are party.
No.
listen to me. Getting testy with people that volunteer their time to help out. Another big day on the market, down 973. I'm telling you, we have to start wherever it can be done. Get this place back to normal. Beginning with right here in Alabama. We've got this shut down through the 17th. We're hoping that the businesses that close their doors when this edict was ordered will reopen at that time. And the mayor wants to keep the curfew in place. Well, that's his decision. But places in the country where this thing is under control, it's actually starting to flatten out in Washington, which is the first place to have mass infections and a multiple number of deaths. I guess that's a hopeful sign. I don't know. Every day, it's that roller coaster ride, up, down, up, down. But friends, what country are we coming back to when this is all over? We have got to get going, and the sooner the better. My daughter, I was texting her, saying, I'm going to talk to Jacqueline at 3:35.
Okay.
She'll be calling in, because we both have family roots in Florida. And DeSantis issued some more stay-at-home today, or tightened it up. No surprise that the spring break hotspots have been the epicenter of the hotspots within the state of Florida. And she just said, thank God I work for the county because most of my friends are jobless. Multiply that by millions. The unemployment claims come out tomorrow. And for the last 3 years, we've been watching amazing numbers. Hell, a month ago, the first Friday, first Thursday in March, 273,000 jobs added. That was a month ago. And now the unemployment claims are coming in by the millions. And it's devastating. It's devastating because even when the bans are lifted, not all businesses are going to be able to reopen immediately. Some may not. I hope that's not the case. I pray that's not the case. But how long does this go on at the expense of the entire country? If we all have to wear a mask to go outside, fine. We can still observe social distancing. But we got to have something to come back to. That's the dilemma that they're all facing. I would like to know these a-holes who, of course, it's AOL, it's HuffPo, so you know they're gonna look for a poll that has really negative numbers in it. So that's the first thing they put. No information on advances, treatments, or anything else. In fact, those two douchebag governors who banned the use of hydrochloroquine, amazingly, have now changed their minds. Doctors with no medical pedigree. In fact, the health director, I think it's for the state of Nevada, he's not even a doctor. Because Trump was touting hydrochloroquine with Z-Pak as being an effective treatment, they, being the dumbass Democrats they are, say, oh, we can't have that here. They were going to revoke the licenses of doctors and pharmacists in Michigan and Nevada if they dared to prescribe something that might actually work. What kind of fork in leadership is that? That's demented leadership is what that is. Well, now they've changed their tune. They're actually asking the White House to send the stuff to those two states. I don't know how you deal with that. I don't know how he deals with it. But that's one of my Facebook posts today from Mirror of the United States. Wanda, you ignorant slut. That's the woman. Gosh, not a lot of... I'm not trying to overwhelm people with doom and gloom on Facebook. I'm trying to put stuff up there that I think is relevant. And a follow-up on the lady who fed her husband fish tank cleaner. She's blaming the president. And the media is like, okay, good. Because it is his fault.
But now they're looking into that.
Well, yeah. Was that maybe something else? Maybe a little murder. Wanda, a fish tank cleaning drinker named Wanda. David is on the phone. David, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm working on it.
I hear you. Hey, I tell you two things that Trump needs to do immediately is, number one, withdraw all American funds to the World Health Organization.
Yes.
And number two, demand that China forgive all of our debt that they are carrying.
Yeah, there's that lawsuit. I don't know how effective that's going to be, but yeah, something needs to be done there. I am still not convinced that this wasn't deliberate at some level. But I played that clip at the beginning of the show because that was February 4th, and he was talking about it. So all of these talking heads and media jerks that, oh, he wasn't, you know, he was late to the party. No, he wasn't. Because while he was talking about coronavirus, they were busy impeaching him.
Sure. Yeah. And when he's, and as soon as he started talking about, you know, not allowing flights in from China, he's a racist.
That's,
you know, that's
right.
The reason he's doing it.
Yeah. That's what we've got going on in this country right now.
Yeah. And have you heard anybody recant those statements since, you know?
No.
Of course not.
No.
So,
it's really evil. My buddy David Blackman has a good blog on that today. I actually took time to leave a comment there, too.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, Greg.
Thanks. DBDailyUpdate.com. John.
Hey, Buddha. How you doing?
Hey, DeVoe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to you.
What's on your mind, John?
Listen, I saw something on the internet where in Greece is one of the oldest countries in the world.
Yep.
And they passed a law in that country that said this. Everybody in the whole country is under the authority of its mother, its grandmother, its sisters, its aunts, its women, when it comes to issues pertaining to hygiene. They said that the women of Greece have protected the people of that country for generations when it came to issues pertaining to hygiene, and that everybody in the whole country was under the authority of its women when it came to those issues until this coronavirus issue was over.
Well, I was under my mother's authority until she passed away.
Yeah, when she says,
you know, when I go to Chicago and visit, don't forget to wash your hands before you sit down at the table.
But they're the ones that maintain, you know, the home and the family and everything. And he said, and they said the whole country was under the women's authority when it comes to anything pertaining to hygiene until this coronavirus issue is over.
Well,
and they passed a law to that effect. In fact, one man said, "Listen, he didn't know when he was going to be able to get out of the house again, you know, because he couldn't leave home until his wife told him he could leave home."
I mean, it's maybe not mandated by law, but it's kind of like that here to some extent, John. Thank you for the call. I mean, let's be honest here, okay? Don't women carry a certain amount of authority here? Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, you're on the air. What's up?
I don't know if you heard about it this morning or saw it. I kind of got it. I was in the other room. My wife was watching the Today Show, and they had a commercial on talking about how the president, all these presidents in history during all these catastrophes, did it right. Then at the end of it, there's a picture of Trump, and then there's a statement out beside it that says, but he didn't. And then it's funded by somebody. And this was being ran on national, on NBC, and it was about 8:30 this morning.
I'm sure one of those featured was Roosevelt, right?
Yes, it was.
Roosevelt didn't solve the Depression. World War II solved the Depression. We were in a Depression the entire first two terms of FDR. But he had a charm and an ability to keep people company and make them feel like he was very caring and involved, when actually most of his programs, those that were constitutional, weren't that effective. He did some stuff that was good. He got electricity to places that didn't have it. You know, some infrastructure stuff like that. But unemployment was no better than 17% at any point in those first 8 years.
Kind of reminds you of our last president, doesn't it?
Whoa! Isn't it funny how just a month ago, wasn't it? Or 6 weeks at the most, Obama's out there, whoa, he just inherited the economy I started. Whoa. Yeah, do you want it back now, asshat? God.
But the thing against me is somebody is paying to politicize this.
Of course.
To the point.
Everything is political.
I mean, it basically was ran during national time when people are watching Hoda and all of them other people on NBC.
Rick, that's the problem. It's not the message that she saw. It's the network she's watching. I told this to somebody else I care about very deeply. Stop watching them. They hate this man. They're all on board with making this a one-term deal so they can return to the way things used to be. And yeah, basically. And we're all getting a taste of what life under a socialist regime would be like.
Well, I can tell you, a lot of people, you know, y'all talking about the quarantining. I work in the medical industry. I go to almost every hospital in the area working on equipment, and I do my best. I wear PPE. I do all the hand sanitizing. But people are complaining about it. I hate what it's doing to our economy. But another thing, people are like, how can I take it? It's only been a week. It's only been this. Let me tell you, I was in the United States Navy, and I used to deploy for 6 months at a time, and we worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right. And the only thing we knew was get up, go to work, go back. It was isolating for 6 months. If you can't do it for 2 weeks, people, because this stuff is passing, and this stuff is getting, you watch the numbers, unfortunately, it's getting worse. Let's just suck it up and do what they ask us to do for right now, and let's just take a little time and don't think about just yourself. Think about everybody else.
Well, I mean, I am and I'm not, I suppose. We have to, at some level, consider the health of the country as well.
Yeah.
And that's why I really think the president has talked about areas that have not been tremendously effective, especially if the curve begins to flatten. We need to get going again, or we're going to have nothing to come back to. And this will seem this will seem like a picnic in comparison.
But right now, like here in Alabama, our curve is still on the upward trend. It's not even.
Well, 1,000 cases in the state over 2 weeks. I think we're up to 59 in the Tri-County area, but some of those are long over and done with. Not dead, just, they've had their treatment, they're okay.
Right.
Maybe we have to wear face masks and continue the social distancing, but we at some point have to get to the business of the country. I appreciate the call, man. I got to take our first break. At 19 minutes after 3 o'clock, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing got to have a partner to look after the comfort of you and your family, and there's no group better. You talk about first responders when you've got an issue. If you're a Clark's Club member and you call, it's 98 in the shade and your AC went out. That's the speed at which they address your situation. For the $159 annual fee, you get two annual tune-ups to your system. If something needs a repair, you get a discount on parts and labor and the guarantee of priority urgent care service. Same thing with plumbing. If you have a repair done and you're a Clark's Club member, you'll pay less, a lot less than you would if you were to randomly pick somebody up offline or whatever. They're amazingly talented people. They've all been thoroughly background checked. I've known this group for over 10 years now, and they continue to amaze and impress. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing and people, call Clark's 277-2125. Or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
15 minutes away.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Daily Journal, day 15. I thought I scored big when I sent my online grocery order, but today it arrived with only 2 of the 10 things I ordered. And when they don't have my brand, they just substitute it for whatever they have. Sometimes it's better, but this time it is worse. I can't let the kids see that the frozen pizza is from a brand called Jombies. Obviously, my shopper kneels all the way down to the bottom of the frozen foods rack. Hey, kids, hot pizza.
Hey, go to Food Outlet. You can get Uno's or any of the brands there. Cost plus 10. Can't go wrong. Somebody sent me, and we've read a bunch of the list on the air, this first stimulus. And I remind everybody that thinks Trump didn't jump on it fast enough. He's not bringing help fast enough. That Nancy Pelosi took her ass on a plane back to California to add all this stuff. You know, we heard about the Kennedy Center. How'd that work out for them? The people that actually work and play in the orchestra there, they're laid off.
And some of the administrative help.
They got $25 million. I don't know what they're doing with it or who's getting it, but it sounds like money laundering to me. $300 million to public broadcasting. How about $300 million to private broadcasting? We don't make the kind of money that they do in public broadcasting. It's all taxpayer funded. It's all one point of view. And I don't know why we need it. We have, let them, look, they make gazillions of dollars on all the, you know, public broadcasting, the shows they run, the marketing and all the products that have come out from that. It's, why do they need taxpayer money? Run it like the rest of us. Some of the salaries for people, there's a reason why that old Alec Baldwin bit with the, you know, the sweaty ball thing. There's a reason that it sounds the way it does. Like, sort of like lifeless. Hi, here's the news. We're not going to yell and scream. Yada, yada, yada. I think the day is long past for them to do it on their own. $25 billion for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. They didn't. What were they using before this? $315 million for the State Department diplomatic programs? Well, that sure is an urgent need. Oh, man. These numbers, we have been so used to gigantic and unbelievable numbers that this doesn't really, well, you know, we hear this now, okay, well, I guess that's what they do. But that's what we waited 5 extra days to pass that bill so Nancy could add all of that stuff. They managed to keep a few things out. But the process of getting relief money to people who have been laid off could have been accelerated by 5 full days without her diddling. And now I want to see an ad. Our caller prior to that talked about an ad that ran on the Today Show. I bet that ad had something on the great job Obama did in bailing out GM and, you know, all the businesses that basically that collapse happened for one reason, because of stupid federal government programs on mortgages. And the chips got called in and a lot of people were cashed out. But let's give him credit for turning me in. Oh, the Republicans drove us into a ditch. Oh, they're going to drive us out of the ditch. Son of a ditch. That's all we heard for a year. And today, I don't want to alarm anybody, but Joe Biden said he wanted to meet with Trump and help. Wanted to bring his expertise to the table.
Hasn't he heard about social distancing?
I think everybody is in the Democratic Party is trying to social distance from Joe. That may be why he reached out to Trump. Maybe he figured Trump would take the call. And, you know, the one state that was recommended to, especially after 9/11, when they realized what could happen in a city with that many people if there was a catastrophe, to be prepared. And they didn't do it. Cuomo didn't do it. But CNN and MSLSD, they're showing him like, they're not saying it, but the implication is this is the guy that could really lead us out of this in November. Good luck. 328. I am so glad that several listeners, look, needs are needs, and there are places that are staying open, observing all the sanitization requisites. I call it COVID compliance. Jack Ingram is open. You need a car, go get one. Go shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And shop with confidence. Some good sedan choices in the category under 10. Low mileage sedans that are look like they're in mint condition, like they were driven to church on Sunday. A couple of Altimas, a Nissan Versa for a new driver. Great choice is a Volkswagen Jetta. They have one of those in-house for $6,800, low mileage. Let's see, a couple under $5,000. And if you're looking something big for car, well, there is no carpool right now, I guess, right? Because nobody's going to school or for work, but you need something big and dependable. There's a 2008 Lincoln MKX base. This car was driven about 7,000 miles a year on average. And, you know, I don't know the body types to identify with a particular year, but this thing looks like it just rolled out yesterday. Really amazing. And it looks like they've added a couple of new ones here in Acura. There's a Beamer in this category as well, a 2011, $8,700. 9-year-old car with 118,000 miles, and it is gorgeous. So if you've always dreamed of a Beamer, there you go. See Tip Tames and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can do most of your work online, get a quote, get your credit done and all that, and then have a no-contact experience. You can sign papers online now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So it is safe. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Boulevard, jackingram.com. Our first traffic and Jay Quellen on the other side.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Mostly moderate traffic there. Around the boulevard looking pretty good, except East South Boulevard and West Boulevard. Very congested from Troy Highway all the way past Baptist over to Norman Bridge. We have some construction going on between I-65 and South Court Street. Some one-lane traffic at times in that area. Just be advised that that's going on if you're traveling that way. 31s look pretty good right now. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic all afternoon long. As of right now, no accidents into us to pass along to you. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you see sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292. Penny Earn Concrete,
beautiful changes. Hello, this is Yasmin Hostin with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama small businesses owners to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by taking steps to ensure their businesses will withstand the troubling economy. We're told final guidelines for how the federal government will distribute financial relief to Alabama small businesses will be released soon. Plus, COVID-19 cases in Alabama have now hit 1,000. Of those cases, ADPH says there are 24 reported deaths related to the coronavirus. So far, only 17 deaths have been confirmed by state health officials. And it's the first of the month, and rent is due for millions of Americans for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak. Most states and local governments have stopped evictions due to give time for unemployment benefits and federal stimulus checks to arrive. Nearly 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed unemployment claims for the week of March 16th as the shutdown from the virus started. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You don't have to wear pants on your video conference call. Cover up your top half and wear nothing on your bottom at all. Put on a dress shirt, but you're naked as a bird. It's nudity below the screen. Well, the boss man says that we're meeting on Zoom at 10. You make your hair look great, but there's nothing covering your rear end. And you know that you better not be sitting on leather, 'cause your skin is gonna stick. And it's all because you're not wearing pants on your video conference call.
I know this next guest too well to think that she would be anything but chicly dressed for any situation. Please welcome from Duncan Tomlinson, Jacqueline Tomlinson. I need you today.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic, but the world is not cooperating with me today.
Oh, well, you know, it is April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of
canceled that this year. I haven't seen anybody doing anything April Fool's Day, which I'm kind of glad about.
Yeah.
I always dread it.
It just seems wrong, so we
postponed
for one more year.
We just canceled it. That's April, weird. the whole 2020 seems like a gigantic April Fool's Day.
You know what? You are so right. The year started with losing a couple of friends within the first 4 days, and then
that's just crazy.
I can't believe where we're at on April 1st. A month later, my Boom magazine column comes out today.
Ooh, and exciting news.
Well, I wrote it like 10 days ago, and I opened it by saying, half of what you read here could be totally wrong or irrelevant by the time it gets to you. And I haven't looked at it since I wrote it. Maybe I'll read it later today.
Maybe I'll actually reread that.
And see just how close to reality I was. But I'm really concerned about the economic damage that's being done.
I think some businesses, unfortunately, are not going to be able to recoup from it, but I think other businesses will be fine. We just won't know really until we come on the other side of this, which we will come out on the other side of it. It's just a matter of, will it be in April or May? Like, when is this going to be over? When is this nightmare over with?
That's the other thing. They're making unrealistic. Why do you think all these people are fleeing New York? Because they're locked down there and they're going crazy. So they want to go to Florida.
Go to Florida.
And nobody wants them. You're coming from New York, go back.
So I normally try to stay off like trolling other people's Facebook pages and get into like the online commentary. You know, I try to respect how idiotic it may be somebody else's viewpoint on social media. Like if you want to post fake news or you want to post something, I try to be respectful. You know, that's your page. You do you. But finally, a good friend of mine who lives in New York, we have completely different viewpoints on politics and lifestyles, and I love him for who he is, and he respects my position. But he posted something today about, you know, these cruise liners, some of the smaller ships are kind of circling Florida, and Florida's not allowing them to dock.
Right.
And he was upset about it. And I finally chimed in, which I normally don't do. And I was like, I don't feel bad for these people at all. These people got on cruise ships 2 weeks ago knowing that all of this was already going on.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for the fact that Florida won't let them in, because Florida is overcrowded enough with coronavirus cases. They can't sustain people just dumping off their corona infected in our ports and just saying, here, you guys deal with them. No. That's not fair.
I agree. It's funny. All of a sudden, borders have become very important, not just our national borders, but our state-to-state borders.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to do that. I thought we had to have open borders, and that it wasn't okay to close borders, and that we were racist and bigots and
xenophobes.
All of these things.
Yeah, there's about 5 different phobias that apply to that border issue alone.
Yeah.
Governor DeSantis in Florida, I think, upped the ante a little bit today. Now, I have not spoken to Goose yet today. I don't know how it impacts her.
So Goose should have been impacted already. Like, okay, so Goose and my parents should have already been, like, a little bit more impacted than the rest of the state. Because I think the southern three counties down there, Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade County, have kind of already, obviously I'm not talking about the Keys because, you know, they're their own country. But
yes, they are the republic.
The bottom three counties of the state of Florida have already kind of had more of, per their mayors and elected officials and city commissioners, been more locked down than the rest of the state. When I read the press release that came out, it looks like DeSantis is trying to do more of like central northern Florida and the panhandle that were kind of closing down things, but we're still very much that like we don't have a lot of infections here, so we're going to keep business as usual. Like they closed a lot of things, but they didn't close everything that needed to be closed.
Right.
So Goose should be okay. I think she's in the same position that my parents are in. They've kind of been doing this stay-at-home thing.
She can still go
to work because of work. I mean, she can still go to work and all that stuff.
Actually, she'd be doing the zoo 2.5 days there and 2.5 at home.
She probably needs that to stay sane. My mom's still been going to work every day. Nobody's there, but her and four other executives are there. Now my dad's working from home.
This is why I really believe, while we've got to do our best to, you know, slow this pandemic down, the economic damage long term, And the psychological damage, I mean, I'm reading these astronomical potentials. I don't know where they're getting them from. But I worry about it because I've been there. I know what it's like to think about, hey, this is the easy way out. I'm worth more dead than alive.
Yeah, no, it can be difficult. I think I'm prepared for situations like this because I've gone through hurricane seasons where we've been stuck at home with nothing open. And you know what? I praise God the fact that I have cable television and power and running water right now because I've been stuck in my home 3-4 weeks without any electricity.
Yep.
So, you know, hurricane season prepares you for stuff like this. But I think if you just change your stinking thinking around and you say, yeah, I'm not stuck at home. I'm safe at home.
Right.
I love
it. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not stuck here. I'm safe here. And I'm safe, and my husband's safe, and my child is safe, and I'm keeping my friends safe, and I'm keeping my parents safe. And, you know, I'm keeping my, you know, Dana safe and Amy safe. You're looking at other people besides yourself and saying, yeah, this super sucks right now. It does. It's like super sucks.
Can I take advantage of you and have you for another segment?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Go ahead.
Oh, you made my day. Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. If you need a consultation, they're working by phone and by video conversing. The courts are open 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Right back.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the fresh and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Napa Know How.
Truth be told, Napa Know How isn't just for DIYers. Napa Know How is for anyone who cares to keep their ride in good condition. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores for folks who can change a headlamp blindfolded, there are also over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers for folks who'd rather trust a pro than pop the hood themselves. So whatever your skill level, Napa's got you covered. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I mean, the little peep is just about Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
When you think about it. Jacqueline Tomlinson, back to you on the phone at 3:46. I've been really doing my best to try and maintain some level of optimism.
It's hard.
It really is. It really
is. Very hard.
And that's why I needed you early today.
Well, I promise you that I am not a professional at this, of staying positive, but I've learned over the years from being in some crappy situations that sometimes, you know, your mind frame can really affect how you handle situations like this. And listen, like, we've had our fair share of disappointments. I'm supposed to be in a car right now on my way to Fort Lauderdale for a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, but we postponed our trip, and instead of sitting here being upset about it, I realized I'm keeping my family safe. And I'm keeping not only my parents in Florida that are safe, but I'm keeping my husband and my child here from being exposed to God knows what. So
I'm wondering, would they even let you in Florida?
As of right now, no. From our understanding, you know, well, I guess here's the thing. Where there's a will, there's a way. So I'll be honest with you. I think if I really wanted to get home, I know enough back roads between here and Tallahassee to be able to get there. But if you wanted to just take the interstate, you know, and go the normal route 231 down to I-10, I think that there are stopping people on the major roads, and they're trying to keep people that don't have any business being there out. And respectfully so. I mean, I understand that, and it is what it is. But I'll tell you, if I really wanted to get down there, I could.
I don't doubt that. But I love the way that you spin it now. I play the peeps thing because normally part of what we do on this show and in the morning, we'd be ramping up for Easter.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that. And come hell or high water, I'm still doing my annual Easter egg hunt for the kids in my old neighborhood.
Yeah, so Easter is going to go off without a hitch here at our house. I went ahead and put out our Easter decorations. I have a big cross that my husband made, and I put it out at Easter and Christmas, and that kind of made me feel better about what's going on. And the Easter bunny is going to come, and we're going to have a big Easter dinner at my house. We're going to cook. We're going to make it as normal as we can. We're going to watch church online, and we're just going to make it what it's supposed to be about, and that's family. And I think that's the positive thing coming from this, is it's making people stop, whether they want to or not, and realize what's really important here.
This is true. There's going to be a whole different appreciation for different parts of our society that we just took for granted, overlooked, first responders, the grocery store
absolutely
workers, all of these
absolutely
folks. I should make mention that Don Duncan, that offer for half off on a car service, he's included everybody that's been dealing with this in the public in that offer. So if your car needs
speaking
some
work, of, I need you to make that public on your Facebook page so I can share it. Because when I shared it, it wouldn't share the deal. It just shared his page.
Because
I tried to share that on our firm Facebook page so our clients would see that. And I told my husband about it. You know, he's a first responder, and I told him to tell all of his buddies that are first responders, you know, trying to keep these small business open.
I am doing exactly as you suggested right now.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll put it on our firm page. And I'll say this about the economy and about Montgomery. I think if people need to be smart about it. And if you really care about our community and you really want businesses to overcome this, I know money's probably tight and scary for a lot of people right now. It is for us. You know, we're watching every penny to make sure, because we don't know what the future holds. But we're trying at least two or three nights a week, whether it's lunch or dinner, to pick a mom-and-pop place that's open.
Yeah.
Not a chain. You know, I'm not knocking the chain.
Right.
But I'm saying I'm really trying to help local businesses here and do takeout. You know, we did Mexican from La Zona Rosa last night. We've done Zaza's. You know, just trying to keep people a bit in business and let the world know, like, it's okay to take out. The news is actually saying, like, it's completely safe, but you're fine.
I'm resharing this to my page. I did.
Okay.
It is, should be public.
Let me.
Hang on now. I want to re-edit the all these, pardon us while we do live Facebooking on the radio.
But no, and Amy has said, you know, that people have been calling and letting them know that, you know, they know we're open and they're scheduling consultations, and that's great. Like, we are open. if you need us, we're here. There was a press release that came out from the Montgomery, the Alabama State Bar. They posted a really useful and resourceful webpage for us so we can see what every single county is doing, what all 67 counties are doing, contact information, how people can file things. And if somebody needs help and they don't even, if they don't want to retain an attorney, but they still need help on how to file something, reach out to us and we will help you do that. Because I don't want anybody to not know how to handle the situation just because they don't want to necessarily hire an attorney. If you need assistance with filing something, just reach out and we'll pass the information along.
819-4810, 819-4810. Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys Law. Jacqueline, thanks for taking the time out. Would you like to schedule your appointment for tomorrow?
You just text me when you need me. I'm wrangling the little one over here. So whenever you need me, I'll just call in my backup and he'll take care of him for a few minutes.
I may have to do a drive-by to check out that Easter decoration, too.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Have a good one, guys. Bye. Take care.
I better play the disclaimer one more time.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, it's funny. They've been in the studio with us a whole bunch, but I've gotten so much reaction to her joining us on the phone. And what you hear when we, like this discussion we just had, this is somebody with a great attitude, who wants to help, who cares. And it's not that that doesn't come through when they're in the studio with us, but that's her. That is her. That there's nothing disingenuous whatsoever about her, and I really appreciate her taking time to give us not one but two segments today. On a day that hasn't exactly, oh, here we go with Cadbury cream egg frappuccino with Starbucks. I'll pass on that. I can live without Starbucks under normal circumstances. I don't need them during the coronavirus. I do have, and I reposted the Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto offer. So everybody that's been on the front lines, that's a great deal, half off. I'm sure he's doing that at a loss. Oil change, lube, fluid check, tire rotation, your car vacuumed, and everybody that works there, these are the creme de la creme when it comes to cars. By the way, I have a Facebook friend opening, and I would like to give that to somebody who's been patiently paying. Call us at 272-9228. You don't have to go on the air and embarrass yourself that you want to be my Facebook friend. But Rosie's here, and she can just take her name down. If you put in a friend request, I'm trying to keep my Facebook page, the friends, to people that listen to the shows and support what we do here.
Yeah.
So if you've been waiting, 272-9228, first come, first serve. Not that it's a big deal to be my Facebook friend. I can just see a few people out there going,
well, whoopsie, break it down.
It's just a thing. Somebody dumped me a couple of days ago. I have no idea what I did to piss them off. 3:54, and we'll continue playing the quarantunes that you've been enjoying. And the Tucker piece will be coming up next article. And we also have good news stories that are connected to the coronavirus. We're trying to stay positive. One of the things, one of the discoveries that we made this week was a recommendation from our buddy Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body. He was mentioning the El Paso Chili Company, which is a great little meat and three hot luncheon place right across from Terry Adams on the boulevard.
Okay.
Had some great food from them. And they're open from 11 to 2. So there's something you can add on your to-do list. We hope, they hope, you don't have an accident. But if you do, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to go. I saw Rich Thomas's car before it went in after that recent encounter with a telephone pole on a very rainy day, hydroplane. I honestly, when I saw it, I said, he was hoping that they wouldn't have to total it. That's how much he loves the car. And I didn't say anything to him because what do I know? I'm a hawk show toast, not a body repair specialist. But when I saw it, I said, man, it's going to take a miracle for things to work out that positively. But it did. Brandon Turner, and one of the many things you'll appreciate with the Turner family is they keep you in touch through the process. They are as thorough gets, and they are they're so good and so to the, you know, detail about what they do, that one of the world's largest insurance companies went and videotaped their processes so they could go to other places distributed around the country and say, this is what we expect, the way they do it here in Montgomery, Alabama. That's how it should be done. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's a big company, too. You know, they're like a good neighbor. I use them. In fact, when my stepson had a little fender bender a couple of years ago, when they said, now we have some auto repair places that we recommend. I said, Montgomery Paint and Body. Oh, great. That's what, honest to God, that's a direct quote from the insurance adjuster. That's how well they respect it. So their number is 27REC, REC spelled with a W, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The Turner family with over 3.5 decades of experience and great business ethics here in the River Region with a very hard to think quickly. Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? That bad, huh?
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily bad. That's sort of like, I don't even know what to say to that anymore.
Yeah,
at
well,
least
I've got to do...
Today. I can't be a phony, man. I gotta tell you how it is.
Yeah, well, I got a positive story for you.
All right.
My cousin, he's 19. I've always told him, when he was little, you know, to always try to help people.
Mm-hmm.
He just started a job, not making a lot of money, but today he was at Walmart, and there was a couple out in the parking lot that hadn't eaten in a while and kind of looked needy.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him $30 for him to give him some food and stuff.
That's great. I mean, those kinds of random acts. Look, you see the people that, you know, troll the street corners.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when we help them, we're kind of enabling them to.
Yeah,
continue.
Well, he said they went into American Deli to get something.
Yeah.
They did use the money.
But I've even thrown some money. And trust me, we're all taking a hit here at the radio station. Nobody escapes this.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but we're lucky we got a job to go. If I were at home with nothing to go to, I would be out of my mind. I would be absolutely
out of my mind.
I
probably would too. Well, I've got enough projects at the house.
Not that I don't love my house or my family, but I would. This is my real home. This is my place for 6 hours a day.
Yeah,
I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much for the good word. We got to stop for a traffic update, Fox News, and then we're back at 4 o'clock.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. We do, however, have a little bit of spotty congestion. All the 31s are busy outbound. The boulevard around the city, busy at all of the major intersections, and I-65 and 85 have moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everybody seems to be rolling along at the speed limit, with the exception of the West South Boulevard. Got some construction going on between I-65 and